Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly approved a salary compensation package and salary adjustment procedures for the position of borough mayor, setting in motion changes to the mayor's salary, which has remained constant since 2011. The Assembly passed a modified ordinance 2023-01 at the Borough Assembly meeting Tuesday, approving a salary compensation of $99,000 to $130,000 per year. The Assembly removed language addressing increases to the mayor's salary adjustment to inflation. The current salary level dates back over 10 years, and according to current Borough Mayor Mike Navarre, the mayor's salary would have increased to $135,000 if adjusted for inflation from 1990 to 2011, and to $170,000 if adjusted for inflation from 2011 to 2022. Borough Mayor Mike Navarre discussed the salary increase.
The Borough Assembly passed was an increase in the mayor's salary from $99,000 a year to $130,000 a year. Now, the mayor's position is not in the retirement system, although we still have to pay in for it. It's a goofy nuance of the state laws. But anyway, they passed an increase in the salary to recognize that it's a full-time management job. If you look at the city managers, which we did, Kenai, Soldotna, Homer, all of them get paid more than the borough mayor. And so if it's a professional position, we ought to recognize it as such. And it's always difficult to increase the salary. Any mayor who's in there can't change it when they're in office or it becomes a big political issue. So I thought the timing was right, since I am an interim mayor and I'm not running for the office, that it was a good time to ask the assembly to do it. It passed unanimously.
Navarre also explained the change in language, the mayor salary adjusted to inflation.
They also passed or changed the provision. We had an automatic increase in there every 3 years, and instead they will just consider information after 3 years and then make a determination on how much or if they're going to raise the mayor's salary. So I think it's a better process now and sort of takes a little bit of the politics out of it, at the same time recognizes that it's a full-time professional management job.
Ordinance 2023-01 was approved unanimously by the Assembly. Current Borough Mayor Mike Navarre and the winner of the special election for Borough Mayor currently ongoing will not be eligible for the newly approved salary package. The ordinance takes effect when the regularly scheduled election for Borough Mayor in October of 2023. Assembly members approved language which allows for the mayor's salary will be evaluated and possibly adjusted at the end of each term of office by the Borough Assembly. Millions in federal funds could be granted to help tribal nations and local Alaska communities, businesses, and groups expand the use of wood products and strengthen emerging wood energy markets from materials removed from unhealthy overgrown forests. About $41 million under the 2023 Wood Innovations and Community Wood Grants Program is available nationally this year. The funds are in part from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and Inflation Reduction Act. For-profit entities, state and local governments, tribes, school districts, nonprofit organizations, higher education institutions, public utilities, and fire and conservation districts are eligible to apply. The application deadline for both grant programs is Thursday, March 23rd at 5 p.m. The first grant program is the Wood Innovations Grant Program, which makes funding available to expand traditional wood use projects, advance wood energy markets, and promote wood use in commercial building construction. Special focus is on projects and reduce hazard fuels and improve forest health on national forest and other forest lands, reduce the cost of forest management, and promote economically strong and environmentally healthy communities. You'll find details at RadioKenai.com. The second grant program is the Community Wood Grant Program, which funds shovel-ready projects to install thermally led community wood energy systems or build innovative wood product facilities to support healthy forests and stimulate local economies by expanding renewable wood energy. Again, details at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.